Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde for Tyre Power. Tyre Power, big footy final sale on now. You can get up to 25% off on selected Kumho tyres. Well, we did the grand final yesterday, Blighty, and it was Woodville West Torrens v North Adelaide. It promised to be a good game, and I think for about a quarter and a half it was, and the Eagles far too good. Second quarter, one of the best quarters of footy I think I've seen anywhere.
It was sensational. It was really good, sparkling footy, wasn't it? Actually, I agree with you. I reckon it's nearly as good a quarter as I've seen for the year.
And it was a record, too, in sand for 140 years. Yeah. Let's welcome the CEO of Woodville West Torrens, Luke Powell. Luke, congratulations, and gee, what a day. It all went well. You played your best footy on the biggest day.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Malcolm. Yeah, it was an outstanding day, and, very rewarding for the whole club, really, to win both grades. It was, I don't think the day could have been scripted any better.
Take us back through the season. I mean, it's ended well, but it looked to be a few months ago there'd be no season at all. We spoke with Jake Parkinson yesterday, and he said it was up in the air right to the last hour, basically. So for you guys to be able to train and get a team together and have such a good year, you must be really pleased with the competition in general, not just your own club.
Yeah, it's been a long, arduous year, but Jake would have went through it a lot, but the sample have been fantastic to actually just get a season going. I mean, at that stage, I think it was probably around the March, April sort of, we all CEOs were sitting around a circle with sample management sort of looking at, you know, which way do we go from here? And I think every club's players and volunteers and staff should be proud of the efforts they've got through. It's for not looking like we're going to have any season at all, and then to come out the other end to get, you know, essentially a full season where everyone played each other twice and to have a great final series. I think it's a pat on the back, not just for the Sample footy, but for South Australia, the public, really. It's been fantastic.
Luke, congratulations too, Woodville West Torrens. It's been a while coming, mate. You've been an on the door. You've just been such a consistent footy club. You know, a bit like Geelong in the AFL, they're in a similar position. I've really admired the way you've been brave and kept on at it and at it and at it. I mean, you must have been at the club nearly 20 years now, both as a player, premiership player, and now as a premiership CEO. You must right now be pinching yourself and looking in the mirror and saying, "Oh, thank goodness."
Yeah, it's a bit like that, Malcolm. Thanks. But, I think it's been about 18 years now. It's, I think that's probably one thing, you know, the club obviously cops a little fair bit of flack about the final failures and how we obviously get there a lot but can't go on with it. But it's funny, and obviously you know quite well, Ron Fuller, my old coach, it's one thing he always mentions that the club doesn't get enough credit for is the resilience of the footy club. Although we keep getting knocked back and we keep getting close, we continually put ourselves up there and try and get there. And thankfully, this year it's just worked out well, and the group have been fantastic. They've able to come home with the spoils, and it's very rewarding, not just for us, but for so many of our supporters and members that have probably gone through a fair bit of heartache.
Yeah, actually, I caught up with Ronnie on Friday. We had a bit of a show, a bit of an old function for the old players of the club, so that was terrific, just getting ready for Sunday. But I just wanted to mention that to you. I mean, you've actually kept up there, but you've had three different coaches in the last 3 years. It's a remarkable effort, and some of the recruiting, which I might ask you again a little bit later, but it's been remarkable that you've actually been able to put this together.
Yeah, it's been an interesting probably 3 or 4 years. It's from going from having Ron for 10 years and Michael Godden for about 9, 10 years as well, to all of a sudden we've had three coaches in the space of 3 years. But I think that's the beauty of having such a good core group of players. We've got really good leaders at the football club, and that culture's sort of probably been created for the last 15 to 20 years, that they're on a path, they know where they need to get to. And we're probably lucky that we've had the coaches we have been really good, and we've got an exceptional one in Jade at the moment.
Four flags, 25 finals appearances in 30 years.
Yeah, it's great.
Remarkable. If Central's went around, they'd probably have about 8 flags themselves. But hey, what do you think, Luke? I was just thinking the similarities early on in the grand final of the second semi. North Adelaide were 3-1 to a point, and that was exactly the same score in the second semi. What are you thinking then? Because we didn't see the turnaround coming like that. We always thought the Eagles could come back, but not to be almost in an unbelievable position at halftime like you were.
Yeah, I think when they kicked the first three goals, I mean, personally, I felt quite sick at that time. I think that's where the group is. And Jade was, I think he's mentioned a couple of times, been quite confident. North Adelaide, even throughout the minor round, they've jumped us each time. So I think just for Jade to have that confidence that eventually the players will get to settle and they'll get back onto the game. And I think having such a young group, I think it took, especially probably down in the back half, we've got a lot of young kids, it probably just took them a little while to find their feet and get their balance back. And once they sort of got into the game, I think then that's when things shone through.
Just individualising a little bit, the Jack Adey medalist, Jordan Foote, I know he's played a half a dozen games at the Swans. I was fascinated to read his story, not this week, but prior to, and just seeing the few of the games that the Eagles have played this year. You chased him. You knew about him. I know the family history at West Torrens and all that sort of stuff from a long while ago, but you've actually been chasing him or you knew of him. I mean, it's a great recruit.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, Jordan. Right from the word go, when we knew he came available, we got probably five or six phone calls actually about him to say, look, you got to speak to him, even though he's already on our radar. But yeah, he's been fantastic. I think he's one of those players that probably just didn't take his opportunity at AFL, but he's got elite endurance. He's got elite fitness, and on a big stage, he can stand out. And I mean, it was evident yesterday in his first half just how good he could be. And I mean, he's still got aspirations to go higher, and hopefully a game like that can still put it in people's mind that he might have something to offer.
I think the Jack Odie one at half time was certainly six or seven fingers on it. It was I think 16 possessions, four goals. Yeah. But it was a case of all played well. Like I went through the team, you could say Tumpus had an outstanding day. Roll and Lockie Jones signed, or go through just about every player they played their part. Thompson down back, it was remarkable, really. And it's like the old days when you looked in the paper and the under 11s all played well, but that's what it was like.
Yeah, it was. And I think that's probably something that, you know, we've got to give credit to Jade for that. He's instilled so much confidence in the group, whether you're that young kid coming through. I mean, Lockie McNeil was one of those. He's probably only played about 15 games of league footy, but to be able to have such a good game on a big stage, I think each player knows that they've got their role. They just, as long as they stick to what Jade wants them to do, the rewards will come. And we've seen that throughout the year. And I think it was just a culmination that everything worked at the right time. And apart from with that second quarter, it was just amazing footy.
Now, Jade said after the game, I was fascinated with his comment up on the dais and, humble but very proud. He mentioned that he really thanked Jacob Surgeon, the North Adelaide coach, for getting an attacking mindset back into his space. It was an interesting comment. Did you hear what he said and wonder what he meant by that?
Yeah, look, I haven't sort of had a chat to him about it, but I think Jade likes to see the game go that way, I think it's slowly starting to turn, especially in the sample. And it's probably been in the last three or four grand finals, it's been like that. It's been high-scoring, attacking football, and it's what people want to see. Like we've gone through this defensive stage of footy for so long, and I think it drives a lot of people insane in an AFL standard. But I think if you play at an attractive brand of football, people want to be there and to watch it. But I think it's also on the playing side of things, the players enjoy it as well.
Of course.
They can show that flair. They've got that bit of freedom, and it's a lot easier to buy in when you're playing attacking footy than defensive footy.
Lockie Jones, we mentioned a terrific player. You mentioned McNeil. James Rowe, what a year. I think the smallest player ever to win a Ken Farmer medal. He was closely guarded and certainly first quarter fairly quiet, but certainly made his mark, a couple of goals and gave out a couple. You reckon he's a chance for AFL club to look at him? I know he's not overly quick or certainly tall in that, but Jade Sheedy said his footy IQ is as good as he's seen.
Yeah, so from a selfish point of view, we probably don't want him to go, but I think from our footy club, we'd love to see him get the opportunity, and I think he deserves it. He can't do much more for the role he plays, as you know, that high forward, small forward that consistently kicks not ones and twos, he'll kick his threes and fours, and Yeah, as Jade said, his IQ is as good as anyone. I think what Stan, one of his greatest attributes that he's got, he actually reads the ball, the drop of the football, better than I reckon I've seen. He knows where to position himself before others even think about where they need to be. And look, there's plenty of, I think, you know, he's as good as many on AFL lists around. And it'd be great to see him get an opportunity because he's just worked so hard to actually get to where he is now, and it'd be just reward if someone just, you know, would give him, even if it's a rookie spot, and he can work his way through. But he definitely deserves a go.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a few go, which is great because that means you've got some more kids and pushing through. We spoke to Joey Sinor last week. I thought he was pretty solid again and moved from halfback to on the ball. I mean, another really good contributor. As David said, the load that was spread amongst the team was enormous. I mean, everyone had a little tick by their name.
They did, yeah, and Joey's probably been that progression through. As he comes through as a junior, you know, you bide your time, you work your way into the side, and he's become a really good leader of our footy club, and I think he'll be maybe our future captain for us. And it's just, yeah, to see the progression through them, and I think that's, again, this the confidence and the culture that's been instilled in the guys, that it's, you know, it's going to be your time when to step up, and you've just got to be there. And so far, they haven't put a foot wrong with doing that.
Well, Luke, hats off to you and the club. A fantastic game yesterday. They thoroughly deserved. The best team on the day won, and you've been bridesmaid a couple of times, but certainly got the big victory there.
Hey, yeah, well done. Hey, listen, I know we were all invited back to Oval Avenue last night. I've been there a fair bit in my time. I didn't think I'd go. What was the crowd like? It would have been pretty noisy.
It was, yeah. I think we might have just nudged 2,000, so on a cold Sunday night. It was fantastic for all the supporters to come back, and we were very grateful for that. And the boys definitely enjoyed it, and I think, yeah, they've been waiting 9 long years for it, so it was great to see.
Great stuff. Yeah. CEO there of Woodville West Torrens, Luke Powell, joining us. And they were the better side, clearly. But that second quarter, Blighty, you can talk AFL, you can talk SANFL, you can talk amateur. That's as good as I've seen.
You know, sometimes when I watch football, I just clap. Yeah. You know, just that's footy.
But everything went right. Everything had to go right.
It was their day. And I think, you know, they've had some days when it hasn't gone like that, as Luke said. But great win.
Yeah, it was. For energy from an Australian-owned company, switch to Lumo SA today. Call 131-5866. We're going to take a break and finish off shortly. Plenty to talk about on the footy on the weekend. Blighty and Wilds, time now for a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.